Berta enters the kitchen where Charlie sits sleeping.
Morning, Charlie! Charlie?
Charlie slumped over the table, eyes closed, a half-eaten banana in front of him. Berta checks his pulse.
Good, I don't have to give him mouth to mouth.
Morning.
Morning.
You sleeping?
Sure, let's call it sleep.
Jake speaks into Charlie's ear.
Uncle Charlie, I'm gonna have a bowl of maple loops. You want one?
Charlie remains motionless. Jake sucks his finger and sticks it in Charlie's ear. Charlie's unaffected. He wiggles it about, still nothing.
You sure he's okay?
I never said he was okay!
Jake walks around Charlie and gently opens one of Charlie's eyes.
Freaky.
You really shouldn't see him like this, Jake.
Berta sets down some cleaning products, then flaps a small cloth open and throws it over Charlie's face.
There, now you can enjoy your breakfast.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better.
Alan enters.
Oh, God, look what the cat dragged in.
He didn't just drag it. He ate it, pooped it out, and then covered it with sand.
You know what'd be funny? To paint a big mustache on him.
That would be hilarious. But no. Charlie?
Alan shakes him.
Charlie?
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah.
What time did you get home?
I'm home?
Alan stares at the cloth on Charlie's head.
You are.
Oh, God, I'm blind.
Alan whips the cloth from over Charlie's face. Charlie stares wide-eyed.
It's a miracle.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Alan and Jake are eating dinner.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Good night, Berta.
Hey.
Charlie has a curly mustache drawn on his face.
Look who's finally up. How'd you sleep?
Okay, I guess.
Good, I'm glad.
Berta smirks. Charlie steals food from Alan's plate.
Oh, tater tots.
Help yourself.
Seeing the mustache, Alan glares at Jake.
Jake, I said no.
I didn't do it.
He didn't.
Smirking, Berta turns her back and heads off. With a mug in his hand, Charlie takes a seat at the table. Smiling to themselves, Alan and Jake stare at him.
What are you staring at?
Nothing, senor.
Charlie narrows his eyes.
So how are you feeling?
It depends. What day is it?
Saturday.
Oh, well, in that case, I feel great.
Why in that case?
If it was Thursday, I'd be a little worried.
I don't know, Charlie. You've been pushing it pretty hard lately.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're not a kid anymore.
Oh, please. I'm in the best shape of my life.
He spits into a napkin. Then looks at it.
Now that doesn't belong inside of me.
It takes a lot to gross me out, but wow.
Jake leaves.
Oh, hey, get your stuff together. I'm going to bring you back to your mom's.
Let me tell you something, Alan. You're only as young as the women you feel. And lately, I've been feeling about 24.
24?
Yep. She doesn't think I'm old. She thinks I'm cute and fun.
And rich.
Yeah, the rich helps. I'm not that cute.
Okay, fine. I understand the allure, the nectar of the young berry.
Charlie squints.
But I also know what happens when you burn a candle at both ends.
How would you know that? Did you take a candle-making class at the Learning Annex?
Hey, I have done my share of walking on the wild side.
The wild side?
Okay, the rambunctious side. My point is, there comes a time in a man's life when he has to start accepting his limitations.
Yeah, well, my point is, the day you start accepting limitations is the day you start dying. And I'm not dying, my friend. I am living life to the fullest.
He stands.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go throw up and take a nap.
He strides off. In bed with a pretty blonde, Charlie collapses back in post-coital exhaustion.
That was fun!
Yeah.
How long until you're ready to go again?
You mean tonight?
Yeah, I forgot. You're old.
I'm not old. I'm just not a yogurt dispenser.
You're almost as old as my dad.
All right, listen. If you're looking to go again, that's not the way to get there.
Did I hurt your feelings?
No. You didn't hurt my feelings. It's just, you know, there are certain biological factors you have to take into account.
Yeah, my dad takes Viagra.
Charlie glares.
Good for him. All I'm saying is we could do something else for a while and then come back to this.
Great, let's go to a club.
Now? It's 11 o'clock.
So we'll get there early.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of making some toaster pizzas and watching The Daily Show.
Oh.
What?
I'm bored. If we're not gonna have sex, I wanna go out.
Okay, tell you what. Why don't you go out and, you know, boogie oogie oogie. And when you come back, wake me up and we'll have sex.
That's a lame idea, Charlie.
Okay, you can skip the waking me up part.
I'm just gonna go call some friends.
No. Wait. Come here. I think I'm ready to go again.
Really?
Caressing her neck, Charlie kisses her passionately on the lips, only to pull away again. She smiles expectantly.
I got nothing. Let's go dancing.
They're dressed to go out.
Yeah, I'm coming with the guy I told you about. The old guy. I don't know. I think he's got a little brother who's old, too. I'll ask him. Great, we'll see you there. Hey, do you think your brother would want to come with us?
Alan? No, he's not the type. He'd be miserable going to a dance club at this hour. Wait here, I'll go get him.
Alan's watching TV in bed with a cup of tea. Charlie enters.
Hey, oh, you just missed it. John Stewart made a very clever joke about the budget deficit.
Swell. Get dressed. We're going dancing.
Yeah, right. Toaster pizza?
No. Come on, let's go.
You serious?
Yes.
But it's after 11 and I'm all tucked in.
Too bad.
I'm drinking nighty-night tea.
Come on, Robin wants to go dancing and I'm gonna need a designated driver.
Hey, just because you're making a fool of yourself trying to keep up with a 24-year-old girl doesn't mean I have to join you.
She has a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Is it dressy-dressy or dressy-casual?
Alan springs up out of bed. In a nightclub queue, a young goth girl presents a pill to Alan.
Just take it. Maybe it'll loosen you up.
I don't think so. Recent studies indicate that ecstasy may well deplete your spinal fluid.
Yeah, so?
So, young lady, I am a chiropractor.
Woo.
She necks the pill.
You know what? My date isn't working out.
Well, maybe you'd get somewhere if you stopped talking to her like you're her father.
Well, somebody has to, because her real father has obviously dropped the ball. Oh, wonderful. A smoker. So I guess you're counting on stem cell research to replace your spine and lungs?
She blows smoke in Alan's face and walks off.
Alan, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm embarrassing you? Look at yourself. You're standing in line in a dank alley in the middle of the urine district.
Hey, this is the hippest club in town.
Oh, hip schmip. It's a toilet with a doorman.
Alan sniffs.
Somebody lit a doobie.
He looks around.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja. Oh, great. Now we're all gonna get busted.
Shouldn't you just relax and let yourself have some fun?
Oh, this is fun for you? Exhaust fumes and reefer smoke? Let me tell you something, Charlie. I am not a kid anymore. I need plenty of rest, exercise, and a high-fiber diet. And, oh, perfect. I just stepped on a condom.
The doorman.
Go ahead. Have a good time. Hold it.
Yeah, well, we're with them.
I don't think so.
No, we are. Although, truth be told, I don't see a long-term relationship in the off, and you understand.
Don't touch the rope.
Sorry. I didn't realize you were king of the rope.
Shut up, Alan.
Look, if you're not on the list, you're not getting in.
Did you let the girls in?
Alan,
he let the girls in.
That's because pretty girls dress up the place. Watch how this works. Listen, why don't you check your list for Jackson? Andrew Jackson.
Charlie slips the doorman a banknote.
Nope. Got Tito and Latoya.
Charlie looks flummoxed.
Okay. What if I change my name to...
He peels off another banknote.
Ulysses S. Grant.
You can change your name to Condoleezza Rice. If you're not on the list and you're not a celebrity, you're not getting it.
All right, look, I didn't want to have to play this card, but I'm Charlie Harper. I'm in the music business. I wrote the Maple Loops jingle.
The doorman stares.
Granny's big fudge nuggets.
Oh, I love those cookies. Oh,
great.
You got any on you?
No.
Beat it.
Charlie, let me have this. Sir?
Alan swaggers up to the doorman.
I am Matthew Broderick.
Who?
Bruno, you're with me.
Are you sure? This is a good chance to cut him loose.
Guys, come on.
Bruno the doorman unhooks the rope and lets Alan and Charlie past. Alan turns to Bruno.
Matthew Broderick is a gifted actor and the toast of Broadway.
Charlie yanks Alan into the club.
God's sake, will you stop complaining?
Well, I'm sorry, but the music in that club was so loud, my ears are still ringing. You know what that sound is? That is the sound of the little hairs in my middle ear dying. I am talking permanent hearing loss, Charlie. Those little hairs don't grow back. Oh, wait, let's see something.
Listen to you. You're like an old man.
I can't listen to me. All I hear is... Worst night of my life.
You're just ticked off because you couldn't keep up.
I couldn't keep up? I was out on the dance floor with the girls while you were sleeping in the booth.
I wasn't sleeping. I was closing my eyes because I couldn't bear to watch you do this.
Charlie demonstrates some cheesy dance moves. Alan fumes.
I was voguing. You were napping.
Nobody vogues anymore, Alan. And guess what? Nobody does the robot anymore either.
Charlie does a lame robot dance.
Oh, yeah? Then why did it catch on with the other dancers?
It didn't catch on. They were openly mocking you.
What do you want from me? I went out to the club. I went to the after-hours club. I went out to breakfast. I held my date's hair while she vomited pancakes in the parking lot.
Well, if you weren't whining about wanting to go home, you'd be having sex with her right now.
Oh, darn. What man doesn't dream of kissing secondhand pancakes?
Charlie sighs.
And I have to go to work.
You know what? You are a fuddy-duddy.
I'm a fuddy-duddy.
Hey, if the orthopedic shoe fits, wear it.
They are not orthopedic. They merely have a reinforced arch for the active lifestyle.
Charlie rolls his eyes.
And you were napping.
Okay, maybe I needed a little shut-eye. But that's only because I had vigorous sex earlier.
Oh, let's face it, we're both too old for the MTV lifestyle.
MTV? Did they just defrost you?
Okay. MTV, VH1, whatever the kids are watching. My point is, I am comfortable acting my age while you are in deep denial.
Hey, I am not in denial about anything. I am a young, vibrant man in the prime of my life.
He coughs into a napkin. Alan raises his eyebrows.
What? Young people have phlegm too.
Sure.
Anyway, as I was...
Charlie suddenly reels in his seat.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
My chest.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
Do you think it's too late to start jogging?
Charlie lies back on a hospital bed.
Damn it, what kind of hospital is this? Where the hell are the doctors? That's my brother in there. If he dies, I'm homeless.
Alan emerges from behind a curtain. He puts his hands together.
Everything's fine. They're just gonna run some tests. Not to worry.
Easy for you to say. Listen, Alan, if I don't make it... You need to know about my will.
Hey, I don't want to hear that kind of talk. You're going to make it. But go on, finish what you were saying.
First of all, I left the house to you and Jake.
Yes!
Alan punches the air. Charlie glares at him.
You're going to make it.
Frozen, Alan tightens his fists.
Just so you know, there's two mortgages on it, and the property taxes are $50,000 a year.
$50,000.
Charlie nods. Alan rounds the curtain. Out of sight.
Do you got a flat line to get a little help around here? Do you gotta move to Canada to get some decent medical care?
He returns.
They'll be right here. So, 50 grand, huh? Boy, I don't know how I could afford that. You know, unless I came into some money, you know, an inheritance or something.
There's no money, Alan.
None?
The whole thing's a house of cards.
Huh.
Squinting, Alan raises his index fingers, then turns and disappears behind the curtain.
Okay, I do not want to have to do this, but I am Matthew Broderick. And that is my brother lying there.
I am so sorry, Mr. Broderick. I love you in the producers.
Thank you.
Okay, let's have a look-see, huh?
Eyeing a document.
According to your tests, you just had an acute attack of indigestion.
It was gas?
Yeah, it's a big bubble, about the size of a pomegranate. What have you had to eat recently?
Nothing much.
You had Belgian waffles, Lynx sausages, 2 Red Bulls, a quart of scotch, and the tongue of a 24-year-old actress.
He asked what I ate, Alan.
And I told him, Charlie.
Oh, you're a dirty bird. But the good news is that you are a perfectly healthy 50-year-old man.
I'm only 40.
Tell that to your liver.
Charlie looks away.
I would recommend you slow down a bit.
No, I've been saying the same thing.
And you. Why no sequel to Ferris Bueller, huh? I wait and I wait.
I'm sorry, I'll get on it.
Give the people what they want.
The doctor prods Alan's chest, then disappears behind the curtain. Alan turns to Charlie.
So, gas. Good news, huh?
A little embarrassing, but yeah.
What do you have to be embarrassed about?
Oh, I don't know. The paramedics, the ambulance, the crying, and the last-minute negotiations with God.
All right. Are you still planning on teaching piano to orphans?
If any show up, sure.
All right. Well, will you at least accept the fact that you have to slow down?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird, Alan. It seems like just yesterday I could party all night, eat and drink anything I wanted to. Now a couple of Red Bulls and a waffle, and I'm sitting in the emergency room praying for a fart.
Sitting up, Charlie rubs his chest. He looks at Alan.
Now you know why I ordered tomato juice and cottage cheese.
I gotta admit, do take good care of yourself.
I try.
I guess that's why I keep you around.
Because I'm a good example?
No, you clawed spare parts.
Back at the house, Charlie's in a dressing gown. He joins Alan with a plate of pizza.
What are we watching?
Antiques Roadshow. This woman thinks she has Martha Washington's butter churn.
Toaster pizza?
Thank you. So, you going out tonight?
Yeah, what's the point?
Look, Charlie, I'm glad you're slowing down a bit, but you haven't been out of the house in a week.
It's too depressing. Wherever I go, I'm the oldest guy in the room.
Even here.
Charlie raises an eyebrow and nods, then picks up his toaster pizza.
Hey, what would you think about getting a cat?
Alan's wide-eyed.
Okay, that's it. Put some clothes on. We're going out.
It's 9 o'clock. I was gonna make some kettle corn.
Forget the corn. You're coming with me.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Can you drive? I don't like to drive at night.
They arrive in a dimly lit corridor.
What the hell is this place?
The Fountain of Youth.
What?
Follow me.
They enter a bar filled with middle-aged women. One of them looks at Charlie.
Ooh, look. Young stuff.
Alan, you're a genius.
They head towards the aging blonde bombshell. Later, Charlie sits alone with her at the bar.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How old are you?
I just turned 40.
Ah! You're a baby.
Well.
She rubs his thigh.
Hey, I have a little riddle for you.
All right.
What has multiple orgasms and hums?
I give up.
Come on.
She leads Charlie from the bar.
Alan?
Alan's dancing. like a robot. He waves an arm stiffly and grins. He turns in jerky movements and continues dancing. ITFC audio description.